Shalom Rabotai, we are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in the fourth perek of Shvid. Bezrat Hashem finishing the fourth perek today, Erev Shabbat. So Mishnah Tet reads, Zeitim, what about olives? So yesterday we talked about the ripening of fruits during Shvid, and you can really only eat the fruits in a regular manner once they're ripe, so you're not wasting them in a sense, because eating unripe fruits is a bit of wasting. We talked about that yesterday. What about olives? Glad you asked. Misha yachnisu revit liseya. Once they can yield, when you squeeze them, a revit of olive oil for a seya of olives. Potseya v'ochel basode. You can go ahead and break them open and eat them in the field. When we say break them, we mean they would squish them a bit so the skin would crack open, and that kind of helps them to ripen and soften. So you can eat them even though they're not really fully ripe, lemaisa. Hechnisu choti lug, if you could squeeze them and yield a half a lug, kotish v'soch basade, you could crush them and then soch, anoint yourself, basade, out in the field. Because olives, rabosai, are not merely for eating, but there's also a normal use of olives in anointing, in smearing, is the technical term, the oil on the skin. It's good for you. That was their, you know, their one of their best beauty products. Yichnesu shlish, if they've entered a third of their growth, or it could be a third of the full amount of oil you could possibly yield from these olives. Kotish besode, v'kones l'tach beta. You can go ahead and crush them out in the field and then bring them into the house. Again, we said yesterday, the chilek between using them in the field when they're less ripe and then bringing them to the house when they're more ripe. Ken ki yotzi behen bishar shnei shavua. And so too in the other years of the week. We mentioned yesterday, there's a week of years, not just a week of days. So the seven-year cycle. Chayavin b'maisrot. In the other 6 years that are not shvit, that's when they're chayav in maisrot. Once they are of this shlish, this one-third of their growth, similar, the olives are in that sense similar to tzvua, to grains. Ushar kol perot ilan, and what about the rest of the fruits? Because we've only discussed figs, grapes, and olives in the last 2 days of Mishnayot. Ke onatan lemaisrot. When the cutoff for maiser is ken onatan lashvit, that's when they should be eaten in shvit. Bartanura points out, en ochlen behen b'shvit, so we're going to talk about this in Masechet Maisrot, what the cutoff point is, but other fruits were typically never used unripe or when until they had become fully ripe. It was davka te'enim anovim zaitim regilim lechol kodem bishulon. So the Bartner again says it was davka, the figs, grapes, and olives were eaten or smeared a little bit early before they were fully ripe, but the other fruits not. We're going to see in Masechet Masrot, there's machloket about some of the fruits, if they're even chayiv maaser deraita, if it's a derabanan. We're going to talk about that there. Mishnah Yud. Me'ematai ein kotzin ilan b'shvit. From when can you not cut down a tree in shvit? Now, we know we don't usually cut down fruit trees. Ki adam etz hasodeh. We have all these issues, and some of them are very spooky Zohar-type issues here for Lad Be'omer, who mentioned the Zohar. There's a lot of scary things about cutting down trees unnecessarily. And consult your local Orthodox rabbi and botanist and tree expert about this. But there are times it's mutter to cut down trees. The Gemara mentions he needs somewhere to build a house so he can get married and fulfill the mitzvah of building the world. So see that humans do take precedence over trees, even though trees are super important. So from when can you not cut down a tree during the seventh year? Beit Shammai Omrim, kol ilan b'shayotzi. Any tree, once it goes out, the Bartner says, once it brings forth leaves. Rambam, other sources say, brings forth the fruits, once the fruits bud. Beit Hillel Omrim, ha-charuvin, the caribs. Oh, it's good. It's leftovers from Bar Yochai. M'shay yishol shelu. From when they weigh down and they hang down off the tree. Hagafonim mi she goreu, the grapevines from when they form their gurin, their seeds inside. Azeiti mi she yanetsu, olives when they blossom. Shokol ilan mi she yotzi, the other trees when they bring forth, whether that's leaves or fruits. So from that time and on, where the fruits are developing on the tree, the fruits have kedushas shvit. So you can't cut down the tree, even for a permitted purpose. V'chola'ilon, the Mishnah continues, Kevon shebala unut ma'isrot. Once it's come to the time of Meiser, which we mentioned in the last Mishnah, the fruits are fully ripe. The fruits don't really need the tree anymore. Mutar lekotzitzo. So now you can cut the tree. Obviously, you can't waste the fruits. They have Kedushat Shvit. You have to eat them properly. But the tree itself, if there's a permitted reason to remove the tree, he could. Kamehe v'zayit v'lo yikotzitzu. And how much could be in olives, and you're not allowed to cut it anymore. Rova, once they make again a rova of oil, like we discussed yesterday, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Hakol Fi Zayit. It depends on the zayit. Some zaitim don't have a lot of yield, or they really don't give so much, so it'd be more mutter to cut down the tree. So again, it's not an easy shaila, and it needs some consultation before anyone takes an axe to the tree. Shabbos.